Susunan Kabinet Indonesia Bersatu.
President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono's announcement of his new cabinet caused little stir in Indonesia. Business leaders praised his decision to retain economic ministers from his first administration, including Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati and Trade Minister Mari Elkapangestu. The appointment for the first time of a civilian head of the armed forces was also noted. But political analysts here say, given his landslide victory in the presidential race, President Yudhoyono could have picked more experts to head his ministries. Of 37 names, just over half are career politicians. Danang Widioko is the deputy coordinator of Indonesia Corruption Watch. He says President Yudhoyono formed a rainbow coalition, appealing to political parties by granting them cabinet positions and undermining the potential for an effective opposition.
By gathering all the political parties to be joined in the cabinet, then the president will be very powerful. I mean, all of the government policy, all of the president policy will be implemented directly or without a significant control or scrutinized by the parliament. And we worried because the lack of the opposition, then there will be no check and balance, there will be no opposition, there will be no government oversight from the parliament.
Suni Tanuwijaja, an analyst with Indonesia's Centre for Strategic and International Studies, is less concerned about the absence of an effective opposition. But he questions the expertise of some of the ministers.
SBY has to accommodate the interests of the politicians if he wants to be able to be effective in passing regulations. And I think this is a good realistic mix for him. What I'm a little bit concerned is, of course, the fact that a lot of the politicians that are in the cabinets have backgrounds that are actually not related to their fields.
Indonesia's new government has the comfort of assuming control of one of the best performing economies in the world this year. But many say the pace of reforms and growth must quicken in the next 5 years to reduce poverty. The fight against corruption has also slowed this year. Danang Widioko from Corruption Watch questions Mr. Yudhoyono's decision to appoint a politician, Patrialis Akbar, to lead the crucial Ministry of Law and Human Rights. Akbar failed to win a seat in the parliament this year and is not known for his defence of human rights.
He named as the minister because he is a member of the PAN party that support the president. That's all, not without any consideration of the skill, competency, or even the track record in the field that they should deal with.
Political commentator Wimar Widler, whose brother served in the last cabinet, praises the fact that none of the new members have records blighted by accusations of corruption or human rights abuses. As for their abilities, he says, Mr. Yudhoyono may have a strategy in mind.
It's like watching a football team get assembled, and when they come on the field, they don't exactly have the right players you want. But we believe the coach has something in mind, so we will give them every benefit of the doubt and let them just play and see what happens.
Some political analysts speculate that Mr. Yudhoyono will embark on major infrastructure projects, creating an enduring legacy of his presidency. Kuntoro Mangkusobroto has been charged with the task of driving this, heading a new agency intended to accelerate the pace of reform and special projects. Mangkusobroto led Aceh's reconstruction agency following the devastating tsunami in 2004. His management of billions of dollars donated for the reconstruction effort has been widely praised. Katie Heyman for VOA News, Jakarta.